I give credit to the Secret Service for protecting the president, Miss Jones said in her closing narrative, that Christian Science went farther and lifted this weight as nothing else could. Now, I read that story some months ago when I was watching all this news about your president and about the naughty things he was getting up to, and I was having a hard time coping with it. But when I read this story, I thought how much we need to support people in a position like this. Who knows what tempted him to do the things that he did? Perhaps he just needed some kind of relief or escape or whatever. And even if he's as wrong can be, your country has a right to its dignity. You don't want the world laughing at your president, do you? I'm sure you don't. So we need to pray for him. We can pray with our Father, which art in heaven, that he's his Father too, that he's the Father of every member of your government, and he's the Father of the security forces, and he's the Father of all those people who are out there on the streets with mental problems, who do shootings, the shooting that happened at the White House. We have to pray for these people too, because they're only being handled by evil. And we have to know that our Father is the mind that is God, is the mind of all. And that mind isn't damaged, and no evil can get into that mind. That mind is your mind, and my mind, and their mind. And so today, I'm going to ask everyone a favor of you. Will ye watch with me 1 hour? Will you try to take 1 hour out of your day and pray for your country and pray for the world? And even if you feel, well, I don't know where to start, start with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father. And include everybody in America in it. Everybody in government, security forces, people who have to make decisions. Include all the people who are suffering from loneliness and despair and terrible disease. You can do it in your car if you're stuck in the traffic. You can do it anywhere. You don't have to take a special time of day. Just take some time. And if every one of you were to do that, what a difference we would make. What a difference we'd make to ourselves and to our world and to the cause of Christian Science. We would begin to see it really does heal quickly, effectively, and permanently. So when I pray with the Lord's Prayer for the world, I also pray for every Christian Scientist in the world that God will feed us all with fresh inspiration, vision, and hope. That he'll help us to hold on, to not let go. To pray that God's presence and power be felt, as in heaven, so on earth. God is omnipotent, supreme. Pray that we be not tempted into material ways and methods of solving our problems. Pray that we be not tempted by evil in any form. Pray for the ability to forgive, and that others have the ability to forgive us. And most of all, pray that we may be willing and able to express the love that is divine, the impartial, unconditional love that is God. As God's children, we reflect all that God is, and it's natural for us to love. If we're not loving, we're not really living, because we're God's children, and our reason for being is to express Him, and He is love. If love is life, as Mrs. Eddy tells us in her poem, then we need to love in the way that God loves. And we're only loving when we're seeing the truth about everyone. Human loving isn't any good. That's human doing gooding. And it isn't any good. The only way that you can love your brother as yourself is to love him as yourself, to see him as God's child, spiritual, upright, whole, honest. You can do that for your president. And pray to know that Christian Science is the truth, and it heals right now, quickly, effectively, and permanently. Pray to know that every day. Christian Science is the truth, and it heals quickly, effectively, and permanently. And I know it, and every Christian Scientist in the world knows it, and we can't be made to doubt it. If everybody declared that, the practitioner's work would become easier. Now, we can't be made to do others' work for it by believing that we've lost our ability to heal. It was never our ability. It didn't belong to Christian Scientists in the good old days and doesn't belong to us. God is the only healer, and he hasn't lost his ability, and he never will. So we have to put the power to heal where it belongs, in God's hands. And we have to be like the Master and declare, I can of my own self do nothing, but I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Now the Christ that strengtheneth you is your own identity, your own Christ-like selfhood. When you declare, I am the child of God, made in his image and likeness. I was never born into matter, never grew up in it, never was conditioned into it nor by it, I'll never die out of it. I am the child of God. I have never left heaven for earth. That's the Christ. That's your true identity and my true identity and everybody's. Now forget that we are small in number. Stop counting the numbers. The Master only had 12. And he must have believed that that was enough. So we have to think that we're like Gideon's army. We are enough. And we have to prove it's quality that counts and not the quantity. Never mind what the other members of your church are doing or not doing. It's what are you doing and what am I doing that counts. My husband said there's a saying in the Marine that says that one volunteer is worth 10 enlisted men. And that's true. So we want all volunteers to be members of our church. So be a volunteer, a willing worker, and pray with me, and the quality of that prayer can change our world, where just one with God is a majority. In Rudimental Divine Science, it says, ask God to give thee skill in comfort's art, that thou mayest consecrated be and set apart unto a life of highest ministry. This is the highest position attainable. This is the prayer that heals. Now, if any of you have a question, don't be afraid to ask. Don't be shy. Anybody got a question? Oh, thank you there. Thank you very much. One time I gave a lecture in a prison, and at the end I asked, do you have any questions? And nobody answered, and I said, He must have some questions, surely. And one man stood up and he said, "Lady, you answered questions I didn't know I had." That's a good answer, isn't it? So have I answered your questions, or do you still have some? You got one? Well, they covered a lot of things. Let me see. Right. My sister and I shut ourselves in our room and worked the 4 hours that the president was in our state. We did nothing but work. Okay. We handled hate, hypnotism, criticism, propaganda, confusion of human opinions, human influences, prejudices, etc. It lifted as we worked. I like that they worked on human opinions. You know, Mrs. Eddy said that human opinions are valueless. And look how much store we set by them. Human opinion, what so-and-so said and what so-and-so. We listen to that stuff all the time. Thank you. Good, that's good. Thank you. Any other questions?
It seems like in your country there's been tremendous progress over the last 3 months.
Well, I think it was a prayer. I don't think that there's a country in the world has been prayed over as much as Ireland. You know, Ireland is a church-going country, and people in their own way have been praying, as well as Christian Scientists, and people throughout the world have been praying. And I'm sure that that's what's breaking it up. And there is a lot of progress being made. But then we had a setback this summer, as you know, with the orange men and the three young boys who died. But I think that we still get back onto this steady footing. We see a change in the IRA and their thinking. Excuse me, they want to handle it in a different way, and that's good. So I thank everybody who has ever prayed for Ireland. And I know that a lot of Americans do. You had a question?
Yes. From your observation, what would you say is the most aggressive suggestion putting forth today against the effectiveness of spiritual healing as being perfect?
Well, I think the most aggressive suggestion is that it does not heal. The power of medical belief, and we have all these other things that go along with it now, you know, all sorts of things like reflexology and all different things. What's it called? Mind, body, spirit or something?
Holistic healing.
I think that is also doing us harm, that it has more light in it than drugs and medication. I'm not saying that that's all bad and that people shouldn't do it, but I still think that people are still too concentrated on the human body, that there's too much emphasis put on that. And I also think that we're getting so much stuff through the media. I mean, on television now they show you operations and all this stuff, that I really think that Christian Scientists have to guard themselves and have to do more work than they normally do, metaphysically. Because I think that error has it's got its big guns out. It knows that its days are short, and it has its big guns out. And if we don't watch, if we don't keep these watches, if we don't keep our thinking right, we won't be able to stand up against it. We soon be down on the same level, like that man who came to my door, if he'd come half an hour earlier, I tell you, I think I would have taken him to hospital. But because I had prayed that way, that was a great lesson. You know, people think that Northern Ireland is a terrible place to live. But I have to tell you, it's a most growing place to live. Because you get forced to pray like you'd never prayed before. So I'm grateful that I live there. Because I feel that I've grown in my own understanding of God. And every problem in the world is the result of people's false concept of God. In Ireland, we have the Catholic thought, and then we have the extreme Protestants who go the other way. And this is the war that's raging, you know, between the true concept of God as love and loving us all equally. And you find that in the Middle East as well. It's not really a religious war. It's people's concept of God. So if you have a problem, you have to say to yourself, what's my concept of God? Do I think that God's a big man up there in the sky and that he might reach down and help me? Or do you think that you are God's expression of himself? You are God expressing himself as you. It's not you trying to express God. You, in truth, are God expressing himself as you. And if you get that right, you start getting everything right. When I'm at home and with my practice and the telephone goes, I say to myself, I am Christ Science. I will answer this call as Christ Science. So I tell the person whatever Christ Science is saying to this. We're still down on this human level thinking we have to work our way up. We have to start out from perfection and see ourselves as the perfect child of God. And that's who each and every one of you are right now. No matter what you think about yourself, no matter what your family or friends think about you, only what God knows about you is true. And he knows that he made you perfect and beautiful and sinless and whole and healthy. That you're the expression of all that he is, so you express eternal life and love and harmony and bounty, and everything that he is. And your true Christ-like selfhood knows that. You are the loved of love. Thank you. We have a question here.
Could you expand a little more on what the structure of a watch perhaps should be or could be?
Well, I just said if you're just starting out and you've never had a watch before, you've never done this, start with the Lord's Prayer. Now, I would say that you, okay, this watch is going to be for your country. Our Father. So then you know that our Father is the Father of all. He's the Father of your president. He's the father of every member of your president's family, of every member of his government. He's the father of every American everywhere. And he is the one intelligent mind, the all-knowing, the all-seeing, the all-wise, the all-loving, the all-acting. And that he's governing and guiding every American everywhere, including your president. You can start out, you can go right through the Lord's Prayer as I did it. If you want, and I haven't asked David about this, but I could leave some of these pages on the Lord's Prayer, and maybe he would, and on a watch, and maybe David would photocopy them and let you have them for a small fee. You think that sounds okay, David? Yeah, I think that's good. If it gets people going on watches, I think that's nice. I gave this talk in Pasadena recently, and so many people told me they were going to start having watches. And one woman said to me, my friend and I are going to do it together because I don't think I could do it by myself. But that's okay. That's good. Just watch, 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 and pray. Is that every question? You've got one?
My thought is with a lot of young children and people and teenagers, there seems to be so many broken homes, and it seems like nobody goes to church. And can you give a thought about children and their spirituality?
Well, I'm very happy that you brought that up, because we really need to pray for the children of the world. Because it seems that younger and younger and younger, they're like old men and old women. They know everything that's going on in the world. And it's like their purity and their innocence was just